You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 107, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says that if you select your own spot to be planted, you will prove yourself to be an unproductive, empty pod. However, if you allow God to plant you, you will bear much fruit. Joining me on today's show is Dr. Richie Thompson. Dr. Rixie is a survivorship coach and the CEO and founder of Coaching in Pink Shoes Ministry, revealing God's game plans for victorious living beyond breast cancer. Using the playbook, which is the Bible, Dr. Rixie coaches breast cancer survivors from the beginning and throughout their journey. Rixie is a two-time breast cancer survivor and has been surviving for 34 victorious years. Praise the Lord. She's been married for 39 years with two children and is an ordained minister and evangelist, a certified mentor, public speaker, and breast cancer advocate. Now, on today's show, Dr. Rixie is going to share Jesus is still in the healing business. She's going to talk more about that. She's also going to talk about the work of God really works if you work it. She'll talk about that, as well as that she is so very thankful for her journey through breast cancer, because without it, she would not have known Jesus the way that she knows him now and discovered her strength. So welcome to the show.
Good evening.
How are you? I'm so glad that we were able to speak with you today, particularly when we talk to a lot of women, we're finding that many of them are struggling with cancer. And so you've been through that journey yourself twice. And as we've said in the introduction, 34 victorious years have been surviving. Wow.
Yes. Yes, I am so excited. And you know what, when I start talking about the greatness and the awesomeness of God and how he has sustained my life and kept me healed for 34 years, I get so excited. As a matter of fact, I think my divine healing was one of the reasons why I did start coaching the Pink Shoes Ministry. And since I started that ministry, my life has been totally changed. Just to see how rewarding the survivors, you know, receive me, you know, and to see the word of God, it's such a rewarding thing.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that you have said and you want to talk about, that Jesus is still in the healing business. And it's interesting because when you talk to Christians, it depends what denomination that they're in and whether they are a little bit more on the conservative side, the traditional conservative side, or not. The topic of healing is one that's really interesting. So share more. You say Jesus is still in the healing business.
Well, you know, I do say that Jesus is still in the healing business, and I say it like that because that a lot of people think that divine healing is just for the biblical days. But you know what? When he heals me, I know without a shadow of a doubt that he left me here on this face of earth so people can see that I am a witness. I am evidence that he healed me, and then not just me, that he's no respect of a person, that if he heals me, he's going to heal them as well if they just only believe. And so I am like a walking evidence that he is still in the healing business. And it's just not for the biblical days.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that you are saying is that you are divinely healed to serve as evidence that others might believe in the power of God. And I know that, you know, as Christians, and there's a little bit of a echo coming back, so I apologize that for people, but this is such an important topic, so bear with us. You know, when we're talking about healings, I mean, and as Christians, sometimes in God's providence, he may just want to call us home. And of course, heaven is just I mean, when we think about the promises that we have after this life, of course, is just fantastic. But talk a little bit about some of the things that you've learned along the way and that you've seen happen, because I'm sure in your ministry, you've seen some miraculous things. Share some of those stories.
Well, first of all, I'd like to just talk a little bit about me and how he heals me and how other people look at me and they can see that God is residing inside of me. You know, when you take a look at the Bible, you know, if you look at all the healing, all the divine healing that God did, you know, most of the time he would say, if it's according to your faith, it's how much you believe that God is who he say that he is. You know, and then you have to see and you have to take a look at, you know, the people that he healed, that they had divine faith. They had faith in him. They believed that he was the Son. They believed that God is the Father. And that, you know what, that by his stripes, we are already divinely healed. And so when they get that mindset in their mind that, you know, we have a Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who healeth thee, working on our behalf in our divine favor, you know, it takes residence inside of us that makes us heal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nothing magical, but it's just faith. It's what we believe.
Yes.
You know, we believe it, you know, and it takes residence inside of us. But then all of a sudden we begin to feel healed, and then we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people look at me, you know, they look at me as being somebody that God has touched, and they can see that I am healed. And they see how boldly I talk about Jehovah Rapha. And so I just say to them that, yeah, you know, try him. I mean, he is the healer.
I love the story of where Jesus is walking in the crowd of people, and there's a woman who has been bleeding for many, many, many years. And what I've done is I've actually put you on mute. So when you want to talk, I'll unmute you because there's a bit of an echo there. And so she kind of leaned through and touched the bottom of his cloak, and he could feel the healing power come out of him. So who was that? Who just touched and said, woman, your faith has healed you? And that's such a beautiful story, isn't it?
Yes. You know what? As a matter of fact, she had this problem, this issue for 12 long years. She had this issue. But, you know, one day she made up in her mind that she heard, you know, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so she heard that Jesus was coming to town. And so, you know, she was an outcast. She was an outsider, mm-hmm. because she had been rejected from society because of her condition.
Yes.
But she made up in her mind that particular day, I'm going to go and meet the Messiah. I'm going to go and meet Jehovah Rapha. And today I'm going to get my healing. And you know what? If we just take a look at the story with the lady of her issue of blood, we can learn so much from her.
Mm.
Her persistence, you know, her perseverance, how she just pressed. No matter what the society thought about her, she pressed her way through. And then, you know, and then she kneeled down at his feet and then touched the hem of his garment. And you know what? And Jesus can feel her faith. And he felt this woman's faith. Because the word of God says virtue left from out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God wants us to have that type of faith. Faith we know without a shadow of a doubt. And we just can have this one touch, one touch with Jesus that he will heal us.
Yeah.
And so this Jesus was so impressed with her faith. He said, woman, your faith. He said, daughter.
Yeah,
she went daughter. From a certain woman to her in the kingdom. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole.
Yeah.
And so I get so excited when I hear about that story because, you know, I can relate to her, her desperation, mm-hmm. you know, and her faith level. And then her divine healing. I can see Jesus just actually bending down and crowning her as his daughter. I mean, that's how he wants us to respond.
Mm.
You know, with.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're certainly going to share a little bit later on. You'll share about how thankful you are through that journey and the things that through pressing in to him, you learned about yourself and the strength that you had. Let's talk about the work of God really works if you work it. What do you mean by that?
Well, the word of God works it. You know what, Anne-Marie, that, you know what, the Bible is so full of promises. Oh, my God. He has made so many promises to us. And you know what? And we do not know those promises if we don't study the word and we don't put ourselves in position to hear that word. And then when we find out the word is there, you know, for every issue, for every problem that we have in life, there's a word for it. And we just need to find that word. And I say work the word is needed. You repeat that word, you remember, you memorize that word, you put that word in your heart. That word becomes become rhema. That word become rooted inside of your spirit, man. And when you begin to speak it, you speak it like you know it. You speak it like you own it. You speak it under the anointing. And I promise you, something is going to happen. The word come alive. You know, it's life.
Yes.
And it comes alive. The more we feed ourselves with the word of God, you know, the stronger we get, the mightier we get. And so you have to work it. So once you get full of the word, you apply the word to your situation. That's what I say. You know, what's the word? Find that word and you apply it and work it.
I love the way that you've shared that, because one of the scriptures that often comes to my mind is resist the devil and he will flee. And so he hates nothing worse than gospel music and praise. And when we start to use the Bible verses as a reminder, and one of them that I love is, you know, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me and your rod and your staff comfort me. And that shadow of, you know, the shadow of death, or the valley of shadow of death, can be anything. It can be an opportunity that you're a little bit hesitant about. And so for me, it really calms me down. And I think sometimes even as Christians, we do not realize the significance and the power of the words that are written in that book. Do you find that too?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I get so angry because a lot of people take it for granted. Oh my God. Mm. You know, there's a scripture and there's a word in the word that says that death and life lies in the power of the tongue. And so it's whatever we speak, that's what comes to existence. And so if we speak in life, that word from God, oh my God, it's going to definitely bring life every single time.
Yes.
And so word is like a weapon. You know, even when God gave us, he gave us the illustration of put on the whole armor of God, you know, and then gave us just one weapon in that whole little story. And it was the sword of the spirit, which is represent this word. Mm-hmm. And so we're supposed to take this word. It's like a two-edged sword. It's supposed to cut. It's supposed to cut anything that's not lining up with the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so that weapon he gave us is the word of God. As a matter of fact, you know what? It was the word of God that Jesus used on Satan himself. Mm. You know, when he took up to the mountaintop and he said, you know, you be the son of God. You can speak to these stones and make them turn to bread. And Jesus just looked at him and said, you know what? It's written. He said, it is written. And he said, and he quoted the word of God. Mm. And that's how God wants us to respond to our situation. Quote that word, work that word, and watch the word works for us.
One of the things that I love about when we dive deeper into it, because sometimes we will read the verses on face value and they're so powerful, but they're made because they were written and reflecting some of the cultures and the times back then. But I think when we spend time and listen to pastors who really dive into the word and allow us to see how that can reflect to us today, the lessons that we can learn can be life-changing. And I love the way that you've said to really speak those, because often in the tongue you're talking about the things that we can be repeating, and it can be just thoughts, it can be, they can really keep us stuck, can't they? Some of the things that or that we allow the world to speak into our lives. Share a little bit about that, because I know that so many people, they will read the word, but they're still repeating over and over and allowing to come into their lives words that are really disempowering them and keeping them stuck. Yes?
Yes, that is very true, Anne-Marie. And you know what? When I coach my survivors, you know, and I do use the word. The word is my playbook as I coach these survivors back into the stream of life. And you know what? And I tell them they are what they speak. And the words that I give them are edifying words. That you are the daughter of the king. You are more than a conqueror, as it's stated over in Romans 8:37. You are more than a conqueror. You're not just a survivor. You are more than a conqueror. You conquered that disease, and you conquered everything that came along with it. You know, you are the joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That means that you carry the same power that rose Jesus up from the dead. It's packing, it's lying dormant inside of you. You have power. You have authority. God gave us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You start speaking and you start using those keys, the key to prayer. You have issue, you pray. The keys to knowing him, that relationship. And I tell them, you know, that, you know, you have authority, you have access, oh my God, to God Almighty 24/7, 7 days a week, every minute, every second of the day. You have access to him. You believe that about yourself, and you start thinking and you start speaking like you are the daughter of the king. You're here. already divinely healed. You speak that to the enemy.
Yeah, so true. And of course, for those who are listening and watching that may not know who you're talking about, when you say that, you know, the same spirit or the same strength that raised Jesus from the dead, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And as we know, as Christians, as you said, he can sometimes lie dormant. We don't know the significance and the power that does live through us. And I think that as we continue to turn to the word and be ministered to from people who help us really see how it can be applied and how relevant it is to us today, we can start to see, even in situations that are challenging, and for, as you said, for life-threatening situations and illnesses, there is always hope. And there's a level of strength that no matter how serious a situation, we know that, you know, there is no hopelessness in that situation. So talk about, if you will, if you think back to your journey, you say that you are thankful because through that, you were able to discover and deepen your relationship with Jesus. You know him so much, you know, so much closer now that you've discovered that strength through going through that situation. Share more with us.
Well, you know what? I tell people this all the time. And I say, you know what? The journey that I took with breast cancer, if I had to do it all over again, and for me to know Christ the way that I know him now, I would do it all over again. Mm-hmm. And that's a bold statement. Yeah. That's a statement that, look, I don't want to backtrack, you know, mm-hmm. to go through what I went through, pure hell, to meet Jesus the way that I've met him through the journey. Because you know what? It was through the breast cancer journey when I was going through my chemotherapy that I learned how to pray. Oh, my God. You know what? There's something about the chemotherapy that drew me to my knees and put me in a desperation where that I prayed to him literally 24/7, 7 days a week, every second, every minute of the day. I was praying to him. I was crying out to him. And I found out that God answered prayer. Because when I was praying, he was blessing me. When I was praying, he was opening up doors for me. You know what? And then this journey called breast cancer, you know what? It pressed me to know more about him. Mm. You know what? I heard about him. You know, I heard that he was Jehovah Rapha, that he did heal those people in the Bible. And so I put him Saul like to the test. And so God, and I took the word and I started applying the word. You know, faith is acting on the word of God. And so when I start acting on the word of God, that's when I see my divine healing. Excuse me, I have to call.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But I thought that is when I embraced him. That's when I fell in love with him. And so that's when he came to me and showed me exactly who he was.
Yes.
And so that's what I meant by, you know, I drew to him. The cancer journey made me go to him.
Yes. And something that I think many of us, when we go through situations like that, and we certainly, I mean, the experience that you've had, you've said you would go back. I mean, obviously, as we're sharing this today, we would not want anyone to have to go through that experience, but realize that we can have a relationship with him when we just need to lean into him. But I think in troubling situations, when we are faced with such things that are happening to us that from a human perspective is so hard to carry on our own, there's a level of peace and comfort. And even if you would to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but around a joy that even in that situation, we can be at peace. And why I share that is because when we look at it from a human perspective, there is just no way that we could get to that level of peace were it not for the Holy Spirit and for him speaking into our lives. Would you say that that's a fair comment when you look back in your situation?
Well, yeah, I would definitely say that because, you know, when I first got into the journey, I feared death. Mm. Oh, I did. You know, I felt like that if I went to sleep when I was first diagnosed with the cancer, the breast cancer, I felt like that if I went to sleep that I actually was going to die. So it was like maybe 2, 3, 4 days before I even went to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it was the fear, you know, that kept me awake. It was the fear, the unknown that kept me so afraid. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I got into the word and I found out that, you know, the spirit of fear was not of God, but he gave us a power, love, and a sound mind. And so, and I began to embrace God. I came more close to him. we came more intimate, and I felt at peace. Like you said, I felt at peace with him, and I felt him, you know, in me. And so, yes, if that's a relationship that counts, that building that relationship with Jesus Christ, it makes a big difference.
Was there at that particular time, and I don't know if you can narrow it down to just one, but were there a number of verses that during that time you hung on to?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it was. And it's still today. It's one of my very favorite scripture. And that verse is coming out of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And it reads that, do not be afraid. He's talking to me. Anne-Marie, he was personalizing this to me. Mm-hmm. He said, now, Rixie, don't be afraid. He said, I am with you. And he said, don't be discouraged. He said, because I am your God. Mm-hmm. He said, I will strengthen you. He said, I will help you. And I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He said, you know what? I'm not going to even send a representative. Me, myself, I'm coming.
Yes.
He said, I am with you. I am your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. And then I'm going to lift you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, my God. That scripture meant so much to me. Yeah. And it's in my heart now. And it's still there. And it resonates with everything I do. All I could have to think about is Isaiah 41 and 10.
Yes.
God is with me. You know, he's my helper. He's my strengthener.
Yeah.
He says, please me. And he himself personally going to do this for me. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, power. And in actual fact, it's interesting that you should say that, because that is just the verse that I wrote in one of my journals, in my journal this week. Because it's like any time the enemy starts to whisper, it's kind of like I'm taking that verse and I'm going, chang, you know, don't be telling me that lie. Because seriously, when we think the creator of the universe says, I will take you by the right hand and I will help you. Like, hello, it's done. Done, dusted. We don't have to worry, be anxious about anything, no matter the situation. And it really is, I think, such a reminder for us that in any time, a situation where there is a need to lean down. And I think even if we are happy, you know, in great situations, we need to turn to the Word. But it really just goes to show how important it is for us as Christians to, no matter what's going on, carve out time to read the Word, to meditate on it, even if it's that verse and we just repeat it over and over in our mind to really strengthen it. Because I think the more we do that, the more it starts to actually come alive in us, that, as you said earlier, we begin to live it because it is part of who we are. Yes.
And you know what? Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Mm. And that he that he's referring to is him, his spirit, and his word. We have so much, like I said, lying dominant in us if we put it there. And a lot of times when we do get into situations, we forget about, we have the greater one inside of us. Mm. We have word packed inside of us. We have him. Mm. Oh, my God. And we forget about it.
Yeah.
And so, and then if you don't put it there, you really in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, for some of us, it's we know it's there. It's just that we don't want to lean in and ask the question or ask for guidance, because we may not be wanting to the answer that we know he's going to say to us. So there's some incredible learnings in that as well. But look, thank you so much for sharing your journey. I think, you know, with any illness that is really life-threatening, and one that the journey you went through the chemotherapy, I've not experienced that myself, but have certainly seen family members go through that, and that in itself can be debilitating to the point where you just wonder, how am I going to put one foot in front of the other? Yet, as you've said, that verse carried you through. It continues to uphold you and carry you through. And now, of course, the work that you're doing in your ministry and through being able to support other women who are struggling with that as well. So, Rixie, how can people find out more about you? How can they reach out to you if they want to do so? What is the best way?
Okay, they can contact me by visiting my website. That is www.coachinginpinkshoes.com. And you can check me out on my Instagram. My handle over there is @survivorcoach. And on my Facebook is at Dr. Rixie Thompson. That's D-R-R-I-X-I-E Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. So doctor's not spelled out, it's D-R.
Yeah.
So at Dr. Rixie Thompson.
Great.
On Facebook page. And then if anyone interested in doing a section with me, I do what we call strategy section to see a person that, you know, I can benefit them, to support them.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my website and do a strategy section. It's a little questionnaire, and fill it out and I get back with you.
Fabulous. And we'll put all of those details on how you can connect and the social media connections on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE107 if you're listening to the audio. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I'd be honored to do that for you today, Rixie, is just to close the show, finish the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you as well?
Yes.
Fabulous. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Rixie today and hearing her share her journey of survivor. Father, you know, we can be in situations and health situations that really can have us question, and we just celebrate that you, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit lives in and works in us, that we can turn to your word, that there is hope, and even in the what may seem from a human perspective to be a hopeless situation. Father, we just want to thank you for blessing Rixie for her healing story and journey, and now for the work, the ministry that she is doing to support other women who are now going through their journey of breast cancer. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing, for your continued favor on the work that she is doing. We also pray for the women that she is working with, that they too will find verses in the Bible, lean into the word, pray, and find real strength, comfort, and hope in you, Father, and that the verses that they uphold and that they just continue to say to themselves will break and bind any lies that the enemy is sharing and speaking into their lives. Father, we just love you. You are a good, good God. And even in challenging situations, we are encouraged to thank you for those, because as Rixie shared, she was able to strengthen her relationship with Jesus and find an inner strength that only comes through him. Father, we just thank you for that, and pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's just been an absolute delight to speak with you. And thank you for the work and the ministry that you're doing. I really thank you and appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being a guest.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.